Welcome back to In the Moment. We're talking today about how shifting population continues to impact South Dakota communities. Sioux Falls is one of the fastest growing cities in the Midwest. Population is projected to reach nearly a quarter million in the next few decades. Take a drive not too far outside of the city, however, and you find a different story. SDPB's Gary Ellenbolt takes a look at how some towns are able to thrive in the 21st century while others barely hang on.
There's an interesting and maybe somewhat sad bit of trivia concerning Dennis Denai, Samantha Jacobson, Jill Johnson, and Haley Jorgensen. Those four young people got together in the spring of 2012 and received the final four diplomas awarded from Hurley High School. The Hurley School District consolidated with nearby Viberg for all classes and activities the next year. Viberg has the elementary and high schools, while Hurley's fairly modern school building hosts a couple of grades of middle school. Tracy Hummel is the city clerk in Hurley, which is now home to just over 400 people. She says the town dynamic has changed since she began working for the city 23 years ago.
Friday nights, when I first moved here, Friday night in the bar after the game, I mean, people would stake out a table so that after the game they had a place to sit. And the kids would come in for the cheese balls after the game and go off and do what they do, but you don't even see that anymore. Which is not so much about the drinking part of it, but just the camaraderie of having been to the game, talking about the game, the parents getting together on Friday nights, and so you just don't see that as much.
Hurley has never been mistaken for Sioux Falls. Its largest population count was 586 in the 30s and 40s. Marilyn Jorgensen moved to Hurley from her hometown of Sioux City, Iowa in 1951. 5 years later, she was hired as the town librarian. She still has that position. Jorgensen sits and visits at City Hall, her husband Waldo by her side in his cap and casual clothing, looking every bit like the retired farmer he is. Marilyn Jorgensen says the town and the school started losing steam when farming changed in the area.
It used to be at least three, four, sometimes five little farms on a section, and now there's sections with nobody.
At one time in Hurley, several gas stations and grocery stores were able to thrive. Those merchants would extend their hours on Wednesday and Saturday nights to cater to farmers. Hurley now has a convenience store on Highway 19, a bar in town, post office, and a couple of other businesses that hold more regular hours. Marilyn Jorgensen says she has also noticed the changing demographics at the library.
We don't really have a summer reading program that now, because most of the parents have a babysitter and they work in Sioux Falls. And the babysitter can't let them go without taking them. Well, if they've got a baby at home, they got to drag the baby up and take them back. And it just kind of messed up because we used to have like 15 or 20 at summer reading program. But now they're at babysitters.
Hurley's population fell to a low of 372 in the 1990 census. But City Clerk Tracy Hummel says the town is seeing a small comeback.
Especially in the last year or two, a lot of adult children that grew up in Hurley getting married, buying houses. So you'll have three, four generations of families living in Hurley and continuing. So clearly there's reason and hope, and they want to raise their kids in a small town where you've got nice parks and a good school, and everyone's happy.
City leaders hope the growth leads to job opportunities. That hasn't happened yet, but a community business owner, appraiser Doug Standage, says an employer would do well to check the town out.
The first thing that I would look at would be the reflection of the people that not only live in Hurley, that would live in the smaller communities. You've got Parker 8 miles to the north, you got Viberg 7 miles to the south, and you've got smaller communities of Davis. I would say that the pool of employment that you could get from the people would be beneficial to a company. They know that we're an agricultural community, and to make that work, you have to be hardworking.
Granted, Parker has its advantages over all other towns in Turner County. Its location as the county seat gives a nearly guaranteed source of employment. The town also is known for one of the premier county fairs in the state. One school in Parker serves every grade. The district is supervised by third-year superintendent Donovan DeBoer.
I mean, we're 25-minute drive to Sioux Falls, and I think you can get both of, you know, the best of both worlds. You get to be in a small school, get the small school feel where the high school student can be in quiz bowl, math-thons, plays, chorus. You can do cross-country and football if you wanted to. Just because we are that size where we need the numbers to do that.
One goal DeBoer had when he came to town was to change the school district culture. He says it wasn't bad, but it wasn't that great either. DeBoer became known through a couple of video announcements he made calling off school due to bad weather. One of those announcements included a high-ranking state official.
If you don't believe me, talk to the governor. Thank you very much. Governor Dugard, tell them what they need to know.
School is canceled in Parker.
School's canceled in Parker, South Dakota. You heard it for here first. Thank you very much. Enjoy your snow day.
I've always said I want an experience for the kids. I want this to be a partnership between the teachers, the students, and the community, not just here's the teachers and here's the students. But we're here to make an experience and develop our school into an experience for our kids so that they enjoy it and they have great memories when they graduate.
Well, so far, Parker not giving up anything on the inside, and they're sending four players to the board.
This school year has brought a lot of success to Parker. Both the Pheasants boys and girls basketball teams qualified for state Class B tournaments. The girls finished sixth in their tournament. The boys team was mere seconds from a third-place finish. Tammy Jurgens is the girls' basketball coach. She's taking a break from her fourth-grade class to visit with her daughter, Raylin. She's a sophomore on the Pheasants girls' team. Enrollment growth in Parker is bringing Raylin Jurgens and her team a new challenge. Next year, the school moves to Class 9AA for football and Class A in all other sports.
We play mostly A schools during the season, so it's just going to be like a repeat of what we've been doing the past few years. Just picking up some, like, during regions and all that stuff is going to be a little difficult, but I think we can get through it.
Raylin's mom and head basketball coach, Tammy Jurgens, says she loves the small school atmosphere. She grew up in nearby Vyburg, taught and coached in a larger school in Keokuk, Iowa, and came back to the area as soon as she had a chance. Jurgens says at a smaller school, her team members are well-known, and meeting players is often considered a brush with fame.
Absolutely. We have a couple bulletin boards full of newspaper clippings of the girls this season, and the girls come down, you know, throughout the day, whether asking a question or, you know, checking in on something. And the fourth graders' eyes are as big as saucers, and they ask the girls questions. And a lot of our girls are mentors to a lot of our elementary students, so they see them in the hallways all the time, or they get pulled out to do some one-on-one work with them, and they think that's just great stuff right there.
Coach Jurgens is not the only person to feel a magnetic pull of a small community. The school's business manager, Jim Vogel, has turned what he thought would be a short stay in Parker into a 30-year career. So why did his family's plans change?
I'm not really sure. We came expecting to stay a few years, like most young people do, and then move on to something else, you know, but nice town. Town of about 1,000 people. The population is maintained that level. The reasonable cost of living naturally and so forth, you know, that's homes and so forth have gone up since then, you know, as they do, which makes me happy, you know. But no, just nice folks, good school system, good business population and so forth.
Obviously, when you're the business manager in a school district, more home value means more aid from property taxes, and that's a good thing. Vogel says Parker is doing very well for itself.
Yeah, I guess I can't put my thumb on one thing. You know, we've experienced our own, you know, decline in enrollment. You know, naturally, as a school district, you follow kids mean money. And, you know, our high point was about the year 2000, just short of 500 students. We rolled back down to about 345 in the latter 2009-2010. Since then, we've come in and gained our population back to where we're close to 420. Now, why we did it, you know, open enrollment's part of it, but, you know, just a population shift that, you know, sometimes some families come and sometimes some families go. And we've just been fortunate that we've been able to maintain and grow here over time.
That growth means a good life for Parker business leaders, too. Tony Jensen and his wife, Lori, co-manage the town's grocery store. They've operated the business for nearly two decades, and their store complex now includes a major pizza franchise, a bank, and a gas station.
We're on a major highway here, junction of Highway 44 and 19, and Highway 44 is the fourth largest traveled highway in the state, I believe. So we get a lot of folks that stop by and say, man, what a nice story you have here. There's everything you need here. It's
little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city.
Parker is a community that takes advantage of its opportunities and strengths, and to this point has remained somewhat insulated from losing its population, and the businesses and schools are doing well. Can towns like Hurley have their own period of regrowth? Hurley librarian Marilyn Jorgensen is not optimistic.
The biggest thing in these small towns right now is the properties are cheap. You know, we're buying a house in Sioux Falls or something. A lot of people live here and work in Sioux Falls. Yeah, but it's not going to make it. The little towns aren't going to come back.
Despite that thought, leaders in Hurley are working toward what they hope is a positive future. A walking trail, work on city parks, and infrastructure improvements are on the way. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Turner County.